Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The left fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Starr. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ray Starr. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Russell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Charlie Gilbert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer fields the ball and throws to star covering. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to third. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Russell scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Joost steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to third. Sauer moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is walked intentionally. Ivel Goodman pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamarno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Kraft now playing center field. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Starr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards short. Joost catches it and throws to first to double up Morello. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-2 in the game. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Starr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell bunts towards first. Sauer scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Nicholson moves to second. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a line drive towards second. Frey catches it and steps on second to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Walker steals second. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-3 in the game. Starr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov pinch hits for Charlie Gilbert. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing center field. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-4 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack strikes out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morello bunts towards third. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Morello moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Haas. Lowry moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.